74, Keeping the Lights On. Most of this book is about how strong teams solve hard problems in ways that our customers love, yet work for the business. However, it's also true that every team must do some amount of keep the lights on work. When you're trying to run a business, you will always have certain work that is non-negotiable if you wish to stay in business. Common examples include fixing critical bugs, addressing compliance issues, such as a new law relating to privacy, incorporating minor changes to handle changing reporting needs, adding instrumentation for collecting usage analytics. None of these are glamorous, but usually they are relatively minor. You might address these items for your own purposes, for example, fixing critical bugs or analytics instrumentation, or you might address requests from someone like your legal officer, for example, new compliance issue, or your finance partner, for example, a reporting need. The product manager is typically the person responsible for understanding these keep the lights on items, collecting whatever data is necessary, and putting the work on the backlog. As a general rule, we don't need to do product discovery on any of these items. If we do, then we would consider it more normal product work. So, how does this relate to business collaboration? The source of these keep the lights on items is often one or more of our business partners. They might not know the best way to satisfy the need, but they are usually acutely aware of the need and can provide any necessary context. If a product team can't handle these issues, then the business partner is really in a bind and things can get tense. Obviously, if the level of keep the lights on items becomes too high and it impedes the work on the team objectives, the company has a serious issue that will need to be escalated to product leadership. More generally, it's normal for business owners and key stakeholders to spot new opportunities, new ways to monetize, new services, new capabilities. And if you have a good relationship, they will bring these opportunities to you. This is where it's critical to be able to constantly remind your business partners about and evangelize, which is discussed below, the product strategy and the importance of focus. In most cases, they are not bad opportunities, but they would quickly dilute the ability to make the difference on the most important items. The other thing to keep an eye out for is that sometimes the business leader will try and get the product team to work on pet features by positioning them as keep the lights on work. But of course, if this happens too much, we are not able to pursue the critical product work and we are back to feature teams managed by stakeholders. Chapter 7.